Project Veritas, Bernie Sanders staffer talks plans for extreme action. Even if Bernie is elected. By Joshua Kaplan on January 28, 2020. A purported staffer for Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, presidential campaign says plans for extreme actions must be made. Even if the socialist senator wins the White House in 2020. According to an undercover video released by Project Veritas on Tuesday. The video segment begins with an individual identified as Daniel Taylor, a Sanders field organizer in South Carolina, telling a Project Veritas journalist that working on the campaign allows him to partake in planting a seed, saying socialism today is more accepted in the U.S. than in the previous election. For me personally, I have no problem going all in on the campaign stuff because you're planting a seed. Yeah, the whole socialist thing 4 years ago was a whole lot more toxic than it is today, he says. We don't want to scare people off, you first have to feel it out before you get into the crazy stuff. You know, we were talking about more extreme organizations like Antifa. You were talking about yellow vests, all that, but we're kinda keeping that on the back burner for now, the Sanders staffer continues. The man then argues that change won't come easily regardless if Sanders becomes president. And therefore, preparations for extreme actions must be made. We have all this momentum, where do we go, regardless of the outcome, after it's all over? Change won't come easily, regardless. Even if Bernie is elected, change will not come swiftly or easily. So the connections we make now in the campaign with people and volunteers, it's important we retain that regardless of the outcome, he says. It's unfortunate that we have to make plans for extreme action, but like I said, they're not going to give it to us even if Bernie is elected. Tuesday's video release comes after Project Veritas published a pair of videos exposing purported Sanders organizers expressing violent views. In one recording, Iowa staffer Kyle Jurek warns that Milwaukee, host of this year's Democratic National Convention, will burn, and police will be beaten if the Vermont senator loses the nomination. Another recording shows Martin Weiss-Gerber, a field organizer in South Carolina, saying he's ready for the U.S. to undergo a revolution and wants to see the rich guillotined. To date, all these purported staffers appear to still work for the Sanders campaign, which has not addressed the Veritas investigations in any way.